Madam, you have the floor. I'm sorry.
Señora Presidenta.
Thank you, Madam Chair. At the outset, I'd like to congratulate on behalf of the Cuban delegation on your election. In a world where wars are used in a totally unjustified manner by some states as a tool of foreign policy, fomenting armed conflicts of all types, Protocol 5 is of particular importance. ERW are still threatening the lives of people. Many thousands of people suffer from ERW and the wounds received even after conflict. ERW are a real threat for civilian population throughout the world. In addition, they prevent or create obstacles. Humanitarian operations make it more difficult to carry out reconstruction work after conflicts. Cuba believes that Protocol 5 establishes the right balance between humanitarian issues and the security interests of state. This instrument has for the first time introduced an IHL international norms like the legal recognition on the need to provide assistance and removal and destruction of ERW in light of the serious and legitimate concerns of states' victims from the point of view of humanitarian issues and for economic development. Now, with the objective to contribute to the joint objective to reduce the effects and risks related to ERW, we are ready to share with all interested parties our experience. Cuba has the methods, systems, and personnel that is highly trained and has the necessary procedures in order to remove munitions of all types, and we, in order to ensure that they do not become ERW. Also, we believe that the issue of victim assistance should receive adequate time during the meeting of experts and also during the meeting of the Conference of States Parties to Protocol 5 in order to improve victim assistance and ensure their socioeconomic integration, prevent suffering, and contribute to the effective implementation of Article 4. In this respect, we support the Joint Program for Victim Assistance. I'd like to conclude, Madam Chair, by focusing on the commitment of Cuba to work in a constructive manner with other high contracting parties to Protocol 5 with a view to promote and improve cooperation to achieve the very important objectives. And in this respect, we presented our national report. Thank you.
The distinguished representative of Cuba for her statement and support to the president. Now I recognize the distinguished representative of Afghanistan, followed by the ICRC and then Iraq. You have the floor, sir.